It was in February 2011 when thousands of Bahrainis, most of them from the country's Shia majority, took to the streets to demand political reform. The Bahraini government reacted to the protests with a mixture of violent repression and offers of limited concessions. More than 7 months later, this time in New York City and on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, Bahrainis and their supporters gathered to call on the government of Hamad bin Khalifa to end its brutal repression against its people.
While the gathering is a humble one, the demonstrators' voices are loud and clear. They're calling for a free Bahrain for all.
The demonstrators stand united in front of the Bahraini mission, where the kingdom's ambassador is rumored to be having lunch with King Khalifa, the ruler of Bahrain.
This ruler has called the forces from Saudi Arabia, and they are killing the people there. They are torturing people there. They cannot demonstrate. Their religious places are destroyed. As far as I know, 28 mosques have been destroyed by this king.
While the ill treatment of the Shia population has made headlines around the world since the protests erupted, for many demonstrators here, the rally is about upholding core human values, regardless of religious affiliations.
I support them because they're oppressed, and that's for me more important than any religious affiliation. And people oppressed anywhere deserve the support of the people who live in a country where protest is allowed.
Hussein Abdullah, director of the advocacy group Americans for Democracy and Human Rights in Bahrain, says the majority of the population is living under state oppression, and the government needs to know that the voice of reason will not be silenced.
When you have a country where Shia population cannot join the army, that definitely tells you there is a problem. When you are discriminated against because of your sect, that is definitely a problem in Bahrain. Bahrain is a country that has a systematic policy of sectarian discrimination.
With posters and banners in hand and a Bahraini flag raised in the air, the demonstrators hope gatherings like these, big or small, will garner the attention and support of the international community. Susan Madaris, Press TV, New York.